tax 2 billion without, I think we'd have to have capital control to do it. But this is one of the things we're going to have to look at.
I sure think we ought to try to do some hard things that way that would make a good impression between now and 1st of October.
First of October is pretty close now.
Yes, I understand it. I think he'll tell Gow this afternoon. The president said just not make another commitment until he talked to him, until we could talk about it. Not to make any to anybody. We don't want a dollar to go out of this country. Don't give a damn if it is our manufactured here or what. We just don't want to go out. We may impound some of his money after we get it.
Well, I'll tackle Bill Martin. That's the first thing. And I'll be seeing him over the weekend. And you help me with this German on Monday, because don't let him get out of here without committing himself to... Or his bank.
Well, I very frankly don't have much hope of the Germans, never have had. I think it...
Well, this is a question now, they're placing orders. I'm not fighting that battle. I'm
Joe,
just,
I understand
they've
that.
Got the money and they ought to let us have it.
Joe, I understand that. I understand that, my friend. I understand it perfectly. But I understand the German, too. I think I understand them better than anybody. And I want to be harder than you or McNamara either. But I just don't think you know the Germans, and I just never have found a goddamn German in my life anywhere, anytime. It wasn't a chiseler and wasn't thrifting, didn't hold on to his dime and didn't squeeze it and didn't make his wife do the work for him and everything else. And I just don't think that, I'd be glad to send you and Dylan and Bob Anderson back over there if you all want to do it. I was in.
You and the Chancellor.
That's right. That's exactly right. You want me
to direct his bank to let us have this long...
Well, you just write down a paragraph what you want me to direct his bank to do, and I'll damn sure tell him, but I'll tell you ahead of time. I'm not going to be very enthusiastic about it. And I asked Bob Anderson and Dylan if they had never been to Fredericksburg, and they said they... Bob Anderson got mad at me, but these Dutchmen, I know them, and they're going to milk us to, we're just a bunch of damned idiots, and I think we are with the rest of the world, and I just think that we've reached a point where we're just about to go broke if we don't do something about it, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to shut down on a lot of stuff, and I don't see much reason. If I could ever get Dirksen, this goddamn Ford and them weren't playing such politics, where they'd sustain a veto of mine, I might veto one of these good big bills. Now, poverty, there's not a goddamn better reason in the world why they ought to add that much. But that wrecks us, guts us, and with the liberals when we do something like that, you know. That's just like voting Taft-Hartley Act. And Bobby knows it. How have you heard the State Department? How's that stuff been received?
The appointment?
Yeah.
Good.
You got any candidates for Attorney General?
No, sir. I stopped being a lawyer. I'm kind of out of that league.
What do you think the reaction appointment of Ramsey would be?
I think it'd be all right, Mr. President. I think he's young, but I think he's fresh. He's got some good men over there, and I think he'll be all right.
Well, I think you all sure ought to stay on that hill to be damn sure that poverty runs late in the evening and gets that debate out of the way.
I've got Joe Barrett doing nothing else. I've got these 105 damn fellows, these finance ministers, all coming in here today, and they're going to keep me running. But that's the reason I called you about Earhart, because I'm going to try to follow that as close as I can Monday, but I didn't know whether I'd see you before you saw him, and I just wanted to get... I'll get you the one paragraph that you really need to get him to agree to.
Okay.
All right, sir.